I was the only person in the park. Tucking a damp strand of hair back behind one ear, I surveyed the abandoned slides and empty benches. It was just past 6 p.m. on a Friday, but it looked like nobody else wanted to be out in the rain. As I strode briskly forward, icy wind numbed the tips of my fingers, making me clutch my basketball tighter. Even though we hadn't officially left summer behind, the cold front that had settled over Victoria, Massachusetts, didn't show any signs of leaving. So, empty court, lousy weather, and things at home were just as dismal. My older sister, Mina, had just grilled me for nearly an hour after finding out about the unacceptable grade I had received on my latest algebra quiz. When she finally finished, I stormed out of the apartment, making sure to grab my basketball and a water bottle. I planned on being gone a while. Now I kind of wished that I had taken a warmer jacket too, or at least a hat. But rain or shine, I wasn't ready to go home yet. I headed past the playground equipment, where the swings swayed back and forth, their rusted metal chain links creaking in the wind, a chilling noise that made me look twice over my shoulder as I passed them. The basketball court was just up ahead, hemmed in by the line of dense trees that marked the start of Gray Woods. The woods were named for some rich guy who had given the land to the town back in the last century. But on a day like today, the name was eerily appropriate. In the drizzle and fog, the shadowy, thick trunks made me uneasy. Rotating the ball between my stiff, raw hands, I stepped onto the center line. I inhaled deeply and felt my back muscles start to relax. Basketball did that for me every time. I dribbled my ball toward the hoop. As I concentrated on the way the ball felt bouncing against the tips of my fingers, thoughts of impossible algebra problems and my nagging sister faded from my mind. Every movement felt natural, like the ball wasn't something outside my body, but a part of it.